So we are in our study through the Gospel of Luke.
We
arrived in chapter
21.
And today we're going to talk about a story that's often referred to as the widow's mite. Now, a little over a week ago, we talked on Sunday about the tide.
چند هفته پیش بود.
Yeah, which is
یکشنبه در مورد دهیه که مصاحبه کردیم.
Which saw was giving a tenth of your increase.
یک دهم اون سودتون رو بدین.
A tenth that is not yours, but has God has put it in your hands to give or to pay.
یک دهمی که مال شما نیست و بلکه به دیگران باید بدید.
Yeah, to the house of God, the local church.
به خانه خداوند و کلیسای خداوند.
For the purpose of the work of the ministry.
برای هدف خدمت خداوند.
That's why God's work can be done on this earth.
که خواست خداوند در این زمین انجام بشه.
Now, as we'll see, the story of the widow's mite is also about giving, but it teaches us
the
lessons on giving in general.
اما دادنش ده یک نیست بلکه داد دست دادن
داشتنه. And as you will see, there's also a spiritual application at the end.
و آخرش هم یک قدم روحانی هست در آخر که باید.
Yeah, it's only four verses.
فقط 4 تا آیه است.
So probably be a little bit shorter today.
امروز فکر می‌کنم کوتاه‌تر باشه داستان.
I don't want to go into the next verses because we're entering into a study of the end times.
به فصل بعدی برسم چون درسمون میشه درس
God willing, we start that next week.
در ایام آخر و اونو هفته آینده شروع می‌کنیم.
So let's start reading these four verses again.
بیایم این 4 تا آیه رو
of Luke 21.
لوقا 21.
Verses 1 to 4. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all, for all these have of their abundance cast in into the offerings of God, but she of her penury has cast in all the living that she had.
و نظر کرده ثروتمندان را دید که حلالای خود را در خزانه می اندازند و بیوه زنی فقیر را دید که دو سکه در آنجا انداخت. پس گفت هر آینه به شما می گویم این بیوه فقیر از همه آنها بیشتر انداخت، زیرا که همه ایشان از فزونی خود در حلالای خود انداختند، اما این زن از تنگدستی خود تمامی معیشت خویش را انداخت.
Yeah, remember the context that we're in.
Yeah,
we are days away from Jesus being crucified.
Yeah,
Jesus is in Jerusalem. He has been preaching in the temple. Yeah, the last chapter, he was taking the Jewish leaders to school, exposing them. Yeah, before all the people. And now he's here at the temple.
And
he's just looking at the treasury, a place where people could put their money that they want to give to the house of God. Now he sees some rich men coming, and they bring their gifts. And of course, when these rich men came, they gave a lot because they were rich.
خب خیلی دادن چون پولدار بودن دیگه، از زیادی خودشون زیاد دادن.
And they didn't use credit cards, they didn't use paper money.
کارت اعتباری و کاغذی نبوده پول.
They would use actual money,
پول واقعی,
silver coins,
نقره,
gold coins, things like that.
سکه طلا یا سکه
نقره. So they would be dumped in that box and you could hear that.
و سکه طلا و سکه نقره رو می‌انداختن تو صندوق و می‌شنیدی صدای سکه طلا.
You would expect that these rich men would give them in large amounts.
و توقع داشتی که این ثروتمندان هدایای بزرگی
بدن. Which the Bible actually says they did.
کتاب مقدس هم میگه دادن. زیاد دادن.
In Mark, in the book of Mark, Mark 12.
کتاب مرقس 12 بهمون میگه.
We're going to read it later on.
بعدا میخونیمش.
Yeah. But then you also have this poor widow.
و همچنین فقیر رو داریم.
And she casts in two mites.
دو تا سکه کوچولو میندازه.
Yeah, it already says this woman is poor.
میگه فقیره. اول میگه این زن فقیره.
And we have kind of an idea why she lost her husband.
و میدونیم چرا، چون بیوه است.
And with there she lost the one who was supposed to take care of her.
و اون کسی که باید نیاز مالیشو برآورده کنه دست داده.
She probably doesn't have children or grandchildren are able to take care of her.
حتما نده با بچه و اینا نداره که مراقبش باشن.
Yeah, struggling to get by and she's just poor.
مشکل داره که این کارو بکنه و فقیره.
Now to give an idea what she gave. Yeah, what these two mites are. Go to Luke 12.
Luke 12
and verse 59. I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite. Yeah, that's like if we would say, oh, you have to pay to the last cent.
Yeah,
using the smallest unit we have. Yeah, so this is an idea about what this mite is. Go to Mark 12. Mark 12:42. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. Mark 12:42. Yeah. So here, two mites are compared to one farthing, which is another unit. And happen to know that we know about what you could buy with one farthing, which is given in Matthew 10. Matthew 10:29. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father?
Matthew 10:29.
آیا دو گنجشک به یک پول سیاه فروخته نمی شود و حالا که یکی از آنها جز به حکم پدر شما به زمین نمی افتد؟
این پول سیاه دقیقا همون کلمه ای هست که در اون جای دیگه به عنوان سکه استفاده شده، یعنی واحد پول اون موقع.
So if you just compare it basically works out that for a mite you could buy one little bird.
با یه سکه میتونستی
one little sparrow
گنجشک بخری.
Now the point is,
yeah,
what is a widow is putting in the offering is not much. It's not going to make a big sound because she just puts in so much coins.
Yeah,
like what would happen if the rich man would put something in. It's just two little coins. Yeah, so Jesus is looking at this. Yeah, from Mark 12, we know that he's actually sitting there looking at it. And he decides to teach a lesson. Now, the first lesson we can draw from this, that it is right for her to give. Yeah, when you look at the story, you might think, why is this poor widow giving at all? Should she not be the one that needs help?
Yeah.
She doesn't have a husband anymore to take care of her.
She's
clearly struggling. In fact, Jesus just said, she threw in all she had.
Yeah.
If you want to exclude anybody for having to give something,
it would be
this woman. She has virtually nothing.
Yeah,
let the rich man do the giving. And let her be excluded.
But
that's not what we see. It's right for her to give as well.
And
in her heart, she wants to do this. She's willing to give. Now, it doesn't matter how much you have. It's always right for you to give.
همیشه درسته که از هر چه دارید بدید.
Yes, she wasn't forced to.
اجباری نبود.
She just wanted to.
فقط میخواست.
Yeah, she understood.
درک کرد که.
Though she was poor.
با اینکه فقیره.
Actually very poor.
با اینکه خیلی فقیره.
That she was not excluded from giving.
از هدیه دادن.
I didn't exclude her from giving.
حذف نشده بوده.
Yeah. She understood that being poor was not an excuse.
Yeah,
not a participating. Now go to the book of 2 Corinthians. And where we have Paul, of course, writing to the church in Corinth. And he wants them to know something.
2
Corinthians 8, verse
1.
Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. So Paul wants the church in Corinth to know something about the churches in Macedonia. Now, what was that?
Read the next
three verses. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded into the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the, to the saints.
زیرا در آزمون شدید زحمت فراوانی خوشی ایشان ظاهر گردید از فقر شدیدشان ثروت سخاوتمند ایشان افزوده شد زیرا که شاهد هستم که به حد توان بلکه بیش از توان خویش به اراده خود با اصرار بسیار از ما خواهش کردند که این نعمت و شراکت در خدمت مقدسین را بپذیریم.
Yeah, so we see that these churches in Macedonia,
they're
struggling. They're going through trials. It says they're living in deep poverty.
Yeah,
not just poverty. Deep poverty. But it also says, yet of themselves, yeah, they were willing to give. They understood that their deep poverty was not a reason for them to participate in giving.
جلوی دادن گرفتن.
In their heart among the gift.
در قلبشون می‌خواستن بدن.
And they did.
و دیدن دادن.
In fact, they did in a way that Paul was resisting to receive their offering.
و در حقیقت جوری دیدن که پولس رسول سعی می‌کرده نگیره پولشون رو.
Why would Paul
چرا پولس
not receive that gift?
چرا هدیه رو نگیره؟
Paul was probably thinking like, you guys, you need this.
Yeah,
you are worse off than those who I'm going to bring it to.
من این پول شما را شما بگیرم ببرم برای اون یکی‌ها که وضعیتشون بهتر از شما.
I can't take the gift. I need to come to you with a gift to help you.
هدیه شما بگیرم ببرم اون کلیسا، بلکه باید از اون کلیسا بگیرم برای شما بیارم.
They insisted.
اما به تلاش اصرار کردن که بدن.
Yeah, like the poor widow.
The churches in Macedonia
understood that their poverty was not an excuse not to participate in giving.
درک کردند که فقرشون بهونه نبوده برای اینکه ندن.
As a poor person, you can still be generous.
فقیر هم میتونه دست و دل باز باشه.
Now, notice also that the people from these churches in Macedonia,
مردم اون افراد در مقدونیه,
they had joy.
شادی داشتن.
They joyfully gave to the Lord.
با شادی زیاد.
They were cheerful givers.
با شادی از ته قلب دادن.
These are two things that go together.
و این دو تا چیز با هم دیگه.
A giving person and generous person.
کسی که دست دل بازه, کسی که دست دهنده داره.
It's also a person that has joy in his heart.
همیشه تو قلب شادی هست.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not a lesson for when you're rich.
داستان درسی نیست که زمانی که شما ثروتمند شدید.
This is
اگه این درسی است برای هممون در هر شرایطی که هست.
If the poor widow can give.
اگر اون زن فقیر تونست بده.
If the churches in Macedonia.
اگر
living in deep poverty could give.
کلیسای مقدونیه که در فقر شدید زندگی میکرد هنوز تونست هدیه بده.
Then all of us can give. All of us can be generous people.
و هممون میتونیم دست و دل
بازی کنیم. Go to Proverbs 3.
امثال 3.
Proverbs 3 verse 5.
آیه 5.
Read 5 and 6 for now.
5 و 6.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6.
Amsal 3, 5 and 6.
ما تمام دل خود بر خداوند توکل کن و بر عقل خویش تکیه نما در همه راه‌های خود را در نظر داشته باش.
Yeah, it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him.
And of course, that
includes your finances as well.
But
it doesn't say finances.
Yeah,
read on and see what the context is. 7 till 9. But not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be held to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance. And with the first fruits of all an increase, honor the Lord with thy substance, with what you have.
خیشتن را حکیم مپندار از خداوند بترس و از شرارت دوری کن. این برای ناف تو شباب برای استخوانهایت مغز خواهد بود. خداوند را با دارای خود حرمت دار و با نوبرهای همه محصول خیش.
Yeah, clearly says. With your substance, with what you have, with your first fruits.
با اولین نوبرهاتون برکت بدید.
We always need to put God first.
همیشه تو زندگیمون اول خدا رو باید قرار بدیم.
Oh, but I have little.
اما من کم دارم.
Yeah, it can never work.
نمیشه. یک علاوه به یک جمع نمیشه.
Verse 5.
آیه 5.
Lean not unto thine own understanding.
به درک و منطق خودت
Why not? Because God is involved in this.
It
says, He shall direct thy paths. Yeah, so what's the principle? It doesn't matter if you're poor or rich. You are to participate in giving. You are to be generous. Yeah, you need to put God first. There's no exclusion because you don't have much. Or you think you don't have much. Oh, but I have bills to pay.
You
need to stop worrying. And start trusting God.
بکش از نگرانی و شروع کن
اعتماد کردن به خداوند.
شروع کن انجام دادن کاری که خداوند
به تو داده.
همون جوری که خداوند در همه کلامش گفته.
And let the rest to him.
و بقیه رو به دست او بسپرید.
Matthew 6. Matthew 6:33 and 34. Matthew 6:33 and 34. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Yep. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Yeah. First God comes. And then it says, God will add these things.
Yeah,
in this case, it's pointing to food and clothing. It says, He will add them to you.
Yeah?
God knows what you need. Yeah. Take no thought. Don't worry. Why not? I have all these problems. Yes, we all have. But you're not facing this alone.
اما این مشکلات رو از تنهایی
باهاش His kingdom, His righteousness.
ملکوت خداوند رو اول بذار. و خداوند بقیه جنگت رو می‌جنگه و خداوند مراقبت خواهد بود.
What if I do? I can just give my few cents.
اگر من چند سنت هم بدم چه تفاوتی؟
It doesn't amount to anything.
اصلا هیچ ارزش نداره این چند سنت.
Can even buy cookies from it.
از الان این چند سنت من حتی یه دونه بیسکویت هم نمیشه باش خرید.
One of these rich men give and
یکی از این ثروتمندا میده و
That's like 1000 times more than what I can give.
هزار تا برابر اون چیزی که من دارم میدم.
Yeah, when they throw all these coins in those boxes and making that noise.
این همه سکه میریزه صدا
What will my two mites make for a difference?
اون دو سنت من چه تفاوتی برای خداوند داره؟
You don't even hear it, so small.
انقدر کوچیکه که حتی تو صندوق هدایا صداشو نمیشنوی.
That is often how we think about it.
اکثر وقتا ما اینجوری در مورد هدایا فکر میکنیم. ولی خداوند اینجوری نمیبینه.
Go back to Luke 21 and read verses 2 and 3 again.
آیه 2 3.
And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, Of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all.
بیوه زنی فقیر را دید که دو سکه در آنجا انداخت پس گفت هر آینه به شما میگویم این بیوه فقیر از همه آنها بیشتر انداخت
So what does Jesus say?
عیسی چی گفت?
It's the poor widow
این بیوه فقیر
that gave most
از همه بیشتر انداخت
Oh, but did she not just put two mites in there?
دو سنت مگه نبود?
You couldn't even hear the difference whenever it dropped in.
I'm
sure if you count all those coins of the rich people, that was much more than those two mites.
That's how
you look at it. But God doesn't look at the amount. God looks at the sacrifice.
Read
the next verse, 21:4. For all these have of their abundance cast in into the offerings of God, but she of her penury has cast in all the living that she had.
زیرا که همه ایشان از پزونی خود در هدایای خدا انداختند اما این زن از تنگدستی خود تمامی معیشت خیش را انداخت.
Why did she give more than those rich people in God's eyes? Because the rich people gave her their abundance. They had more than enough.
از پزونیشون دادن.
Yeah, it didn't hurt them when they gave.
وقتی دادن سخت نبود برای
But she gave out of her little.
اما او از کمی
خودش داره. So if you earn millions
اگر تو امروز 1 میلیون درآمد داری
and you give 10,000 euros
و 10,000 یورو بدی
that is less in God's eyes
در نگاه خداوند اون 10,000 تایی تو کمتر است
that if you have 10
و اگر 10 یورو دادی
and you gave 1 euro
و 1 یورو دادیه
it's not the amount that God looks at
خداوند نگاه نمی کنه ببینه عددی در دهنده تو چیه هدیه تو چیه قربانی که تو کردی براش مهمه
Yeah. If you have millions,
وقتی میلیون ها تومان پول داری، میلیون ها یورو داشته باشی، 10,000 یورو اصلا برات شمرده نمیشه. اما وقتی 10 یورو داری،
that's a big amount.
پول زیادیه برات.
Yeah? In fact, it says the poor widow gave it all. It was only two little mites, but it was all she had. Yeah? God doesn't measure in numbers, God measures in sacrifice. And it was the poor widow that gave all. Go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
دوم قرنتیان فصل 8
and stay there.
و همونجا بمونید.
Listen again what Paul says to the churches in Macedonia. Verse 3. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves.
زیرا که شاهد هستند که به حد توان بلکه بیش از توان خیش به اراده خود.
Yeah, so they gave beyond their power.
بیش از
they gave more than they really could afford.
بیشتر از اون که بتونی میدادن.
And they did it willingly.
و با اراده دادن.
Yeah, they were very generous people.
خیلی آدمای دست و دل بازی.
Yeah, maybe the churches in Macedonia understood what the poor widow understood.
درک کرده بود اون حقیقتی رو که اون زن بیوه درک کرده بود.
That God did not look at her two mites as insignificant.
خداوند به تو سکه اون زن بیوه هیچی نگاه نکرد.
That God didn't look at those couple cents as insignificant, not mattering.
Yeah.
She understood, they understood that God doesn't look at numbers but at sacrifice. Now, does it mean that we have to give everything? Or even more than we have? No, it doesn't mean that. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 12. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man had, and not according to that he had not. Yeah, you give willingly according to what you have. Not according to what you do not have. If you have little, then you give little. If you have much, then you give much. But you need to understand the principle. God looks at the sacrifice, not at the amount. Yeah, we shouldn't be impressed if some millionaire gives 10,000 euros.
وقتی یه میلیونر میاد 10000 یورو هدیه میده نباید بگیم اوه چقدر داد.
We tend to do that. Look at the amount that he gave.
10000 تا هدیه داد.
Be impressed with the
poor widow. اما زمانی شد که بشید که به اون زن فقیر نگاه
کنید
که اون دو تا سکه رو داد.
Yeah, out of her two mites.
از دو تا سکه خودش.
Yeah. Oh, but I cannot give or I don't want to give that much. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't need your money. We have more than enough. God provides. Yeah, there are those who have more, there are those who have less. That's normal. I just want you to do what is right before God. No more than that, no less than that.
Not
I want you to understand the principles that Jesus is teaching.
Yeah?
Being poor doesn't excuse you from being a giver. We all are to be giving people. And that in giving,
yeah,
it's not measured with numbers, it's measured with sacrifice. It's according to what you have. You're poor? Maybe end up giving a few cents. You're rich? Then maybe you give 10,000. And it's very possible that the poor person is giving more than the rich because God looks at the sacrifice. Read again 2 Corinthians 8, 12 to 14. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man had, and not according to that he had not. For I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. Yeah, it needs to be equal sacrifice. Yeah, don't think if you're rich that you are giving more because you have a bigger amount.
No.
You're blessed more, so you give a bigger amount. And if you're poor,
اگه فقیری,
don't think you
فکر نکن که داری کم میدی.
Yeah, you don't have to give because it's so little, it doesn't matter.
ندم خجالت بکشم
no,
کمه.
It's equal sacrifice.
همونقدر قربانیه.
There should be equality in giving.
باید در دادنمون
not an amount,
باشیم. نه عددمون مساوی باشه. قربانی.
Go to Mark 12.
مرقس 12.
Mark 12 and read verses 41 to 44.
41 and 44.
This is the parallel passage of what we just read in Luke.
همون داستان لوقاست در نوشته مرقس.
And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor woman, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all she had, even all her living.
من عیسی در مقابل خزانه نشسته نظاره میکرد که مردم به چه وضع پول به خزانه میاندازند و بسیاری از ثروتمندان بسیار میانداختند. آنگاه بیوه زن فقیر آمده دو سکه که یک روبل باشد انداخت. پس شاگردان خود را پیش خوانده به ایشان گفت هر آینه به شما میگویم این بیوه زن فقیر از همه آنی که در خزانه انداختند بیشتر داد، زیرا که همه ایشان از فوزونی خود دادند. اما این زن از ناچیزی خود آنچه داشت انداخت، یعنی تمام زندانگی خود را.
آخرین نکته که میخوام بهتون بگم.
Yeah, we have the rich people that gave out their abundance.
که از سرریزی برکتشون میدن.
They didn't give everything. It didn't hurt them at all. Giving these bigger amounts.
عددهای بزرگم.
Didn't affect their lives.
دردی نداره. هیچ تأثیری تو زندگیشون نمیذاره.
Then we have the widow who gave all she had, all her living.
بیوه‌ای داشتیم که هر چی که داشت داد.
Yeah. Should we give all our money to God? No, that's not the point. There's a lesson here that has nothing to do with money. Yeah? There's a lesson from the poor widow who was willing to give it all. Go to Romans 12 verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
پس ای برادران، شما را به رحمت‌های خدا استدعا می‌کنم که بدن‌های خود را قربانی زنده، مقدس، پسندیده خدا تقدیم کنید که عبادت مقبول شما است.
It is your reasonable service to give your life as a living sacrifice. Yeah, because God doesn't want your money, God wants you. He wants more than just your money, He wants your life. He wants your heart. And if he has your heart, then everything that is in your hands is also available to Him, including your finances.
چه مالی باشه چه غیر مالی مال خداست.
Yeah, because where your heart is,
جایی که قلبت هست,
where your treasure is, there's also your heart.
جایی که ثروتت هست قلبت هست.
And vice versa.
و همچنین برعکس, جایی که قلبت هست ثروتت هست, جایی که ثروتت هست قلبت.
And when you have your heart, you're also willing to acknowledge Him in all your ways.
قلبت رو نگه داری.
Whatever it takes.
همه راه‌های زندگی تو برای
God, just tell me, what do you want? I will give it to you.
خداوند بهت.
What do you want me to do? I will do it for you.
بگو خداوند تو چی می‌خوای برات انجام میدم. بگو چی کار کنم برات.
But here's what we often do.
اما اکثرا چیکار می‌کنی؟
I want to give God this thing.
اینو می‌خوام به خدا بدم.
But not that thing.
اونو ولی نمی‌دم.
I like to do this.
اینو می‌دم.
This I want to obey, but not that.
اینو می‌کنم. اون یکی رو نه.
Now, why don't you give it all?
چرا همه‌شو نمی‌دی؟
And money? No, all of you.
پولم و همه‌شو بدم.
Your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, your life.
همه فکرت و جانت و روحت و همه زندگیت و
your bodies a living sacrifice.
به عنوان قربانیان زندگی خدا.
Which is your reasonable service.
عبادت معقول شماست.
He wants it all.
خداوند همه رو می‌خواد.
Now, why was the poor widow the one that gave it all and not the rich man? Even though she had little, and then she ended up giving more. What is the difference between people that give all to God, live their lives for God, and people that hold back? What's the difference? Now, the difference is that those who give it all realize that they do not have much to give. They do not have much to offer. Yeah. What are we going to accomplish with those two mites? There's almost nothing in my hands. I can go out, and the only thing I can get for it is one sparrow. Not much. But I think, let's give it in God's hands and see what He will do with it. Now, if we would understand that we as sinful human beings do not have much to offer, and when we are humble enough to realize that all in our life depends on God, that there's nothing for us there to present to Him, that it is reasonable for us to give our bodies as a living sacrifice. When we understand that, when we are humble, we'll be much quicker to give it all to God, to see what God can do with our lives when we give it to Him. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 26-29. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things which are despised had God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence.
Where are
we?
1 Corinthians 1:26-29. و حقیران دنیا و پست و پستها را خدا برگزید، بلکه نیستی ها را تا هستی ها را باطل گرداند و هیچ بشری در حضور او فرق نکند.
Who are the people in general that are being used in mighty ways by God?
Yes,
people were called weak by the world. The world look at them and they say, oh, that's foolish. They are despised. It's not the mighty, not the noble, not those who are great in the flesh.
No,
it's usually those who have nothing to offer. Yeah, we'll realize they don't have much. Yeah. Why? Because so no flesh in His sight will glory. One of my American friends often says to me, if you're not Dutch, you're not much. The truth is, yeah, none of us is much. In reality, we're all like the poor widow. Yeah, the difference is that some are humble and realize they don't have that much to offer, and therefore they're willing to just give it all up, give it to God and see what He can do with it. Yeah, and then there are some that think they do have much to offer, that are holding back and not willing to give to God. Yeah, but the Bible says no flesh will glory in His presence.
کلام خداوند میگه هیچ جسمی جلال نخواهد داشت در مقابل حضور خداوند.
Yeah, what are you holding back?
شما چی رو امروز از خدا قایم کردید؟
In your life.
تو زندگیتون.
What areas in your life are you unwilling to give as a sacrifice?
که حاضر نیستین ازش بگذرین.
Maybe it is your finances.
شاید پولتون باشه.
Yeah. Is God after your money? No.
آیا خداوند دنبال
پولتونه؟ He's after you.
خداوند دنبال قلبتونه.
He wants you to give your life as a living sacrifice.
شما زندگی
It's your reasonable service in the light of what God has done for you.
که عبادت معقول خداوند.
Last verse you're going to read. Romans 12:1-3. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he thought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
پس ای برادران شما را به رحمت‌های خدا استدعا می‌کنم که بدن‌های خود را قربانی زنده مقدس پسندیده خدا تقدیم کنید که عبادت مقبول شماست و همشکل این جهان مشوید بلکه آتو شدن ذهن خود قانون شدن ذهن خود دگرگون شوید تا شما دریابید که اراده نیکو و پسندیده و کامل خدا چیست زیرا به آن فیضی که به من عطا شده است هر یکی از شما را می‌گویم که خود را بیش از آنچه که شایسته پنداشتن است مپندارید بلکه به اعتدال فکر نمایید و اندازه آن بهره ایمان که خدا به هر کس قسمت فرموده است.
The problem is that we can think too highly of ourselves.
To
think that we have so much to offer.
بعضی وقتا فکر می‌کنیم من خیلی دارم به خدا بدم.
We need to be like the poor widow.
و ما باید مثل اون بیوه فقیر باشیم.
And Jesus gives us some principles for giving.
خداوند یه اصلی داد از دادن.
Being poor is an excuse to give.
فقیری بهانه دست به دل بازی نیست. هممون باید دست به دل بازی باشیم. و مهم نیست چی داریم.
Yeah, you need to understand that God doesn't look at numbers, but sacrifice.
عددهای ما نگاه نمی‌کنه برای اینکه چی می‌دیم بلکه چقدر قربانی می‌کنیم.
God's not asking to give more than you have, but according to what you have.
اما خداوند هیچ وقت بیشتر از آنچه که داری نمی‌خواد ازت، اما طبق آنچه که داری از تو می‌خواد.
God is not really after your money.
اما خداوند دنبال پول تو نیست.
God is after you.
خداوند دنبال توئه.
Yeah. He wants you to give your life. Give it all to him willingly.
همش رو بدی هر روزه تقدیمش کنی.
Now why did the poor widow give it all?
چرا اون بیوه فقیر همه
رو داد؟ She realized she didn't have much to offer, so she gave it all.
فهمید که زیاد نداره بده بلکه
همه
رو داد.
Especially you don't have much to offer.
هم امروز شما هم زیاد نداریم بده.
It's your reasonable service anyway to live your life for God.
اما عبادت معقول
شما. So why don't you give the little that you have?
زندگیتون رو تقدیم خدا کنید.
Give to God and see what he can do with it.
هر چقدر هم کمه بدید و ببینید با اون کم خداوند چه کارهای بزرگی انجام
میده. Yeah, those who understand they have not missed offer.
درک کنه زیاد نداره بده.
That are willing to give it all.
و حاضر باشه هر چه داره بده.
And see God work in their lives.
ببینیم خداوند تو زندگیش چیکار.
Amen. Amen. Amen.